So our next speaker, we have a real treat. It's not often that the Planning Committee picks out a topic and says, you know, this is a topic everybody wants to hear, and we're getting lots of questions about this, and we have trouble identifying a speaker. And this particular speaker took us months to locate, but after talking to him last night, I think we found the guy who knows everything there is to know about, and he's an engaging speaker, even better, about what you need to know when your clients come in and say, hey, my kid is playing ball, and, you know, they want to talk to us about name, image, and likeness, and can you advise us about that? I mean, there's lots of people advising the universities, but we're all about to get an education and become, I guess, experts from our next speaker, Luke Fellum, who's going to speak to us about the perspective of the player's perspective on it. Luke received his JD from Ohio State University Moritz College of Law and his bachelor's degree from Wake Forest. So please, let's give him a big Texas welcome. I know he's got a lot to say, so I'm not going to read you his bio, but I highly would recommend to you that you read it. He's got an interesting background.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Good morning. How's everybody today? Excellent. I'm not going to sit down. I have too much energy. I haven't had coffee yet today. I'm not really a coffee drinker. I like tea, but I am fired up. And I'm fired up for two reasons. One, because you let me in here, not being a tax lawyer or anyone who really has much to do with tax on a regular basis. So thank you. I know Lee stepped out. I did not participate in the live polling of the conversation that we had last time, but it was interesting. And number two, this topic is great. I'm sorry for Anthony, who also stepped out maybe because he's not a college football fan. He might, you know, learn a lot from this conversation, but there's a lot happening in college sports, and that's what I want to get into today. People have different varying levels of knowledge and understanding around name, image, and likeness, what it is, what it means, what's actually going to happen, and we're going to try to touch on all of those things. Real quick, just to give you context for even kind of who I am and what I do, I lead a sports law practice at our law firm, Porter Wright, Midwestern firm, about 300 or so attorneys. And I really focus on being the protector of possibilities. That's kind of how I brand myself to families, because I'm not an agent. I don't go out and try to find players' deals. I don't do all that. My focus is on my clients are primarily professional athletes. Now, because of name, image, and likeness, I work with some college student athletes. And my focus is on protecting the possibilities that they have to make a positive impact on themselves, their families, and their communities. And so if I can protect them through education, that's what matters most to me, because they do have all these opportunities. And when you hear about some of the numbers that college student athletes are receiving these days, we most certainly need to protect them and their families through education. And that's what we're going to get into today. Kind of the flow for the conversation is really starting off with what is name, image, and likeness. We'll get into contracts and cash. We'll talk about compliance and regulations. And then I'll try to look into the crystal ball and say, you know, hopefully kind of get a sense of where we're going as we go forward. All right. Before I really dive in, apologies to the people that are online, because you won't be able to participate in this portion where I ask this question, but most certainly feel free to include questions in the chat, and I'll make sure to answer your questions throughout. How would you say your knowledge of NIL is within the room? I'm curious, right? So this will help me know how deep to go or not deep to go. So we'll say, I'll give you three different options. We can raise our hands so I can get a sense. One is, I know absolutely nothing about name, image, and likeness whatsoever. I know a little bit about it. I've heard about it. I kind of understand a little bit of what's going on. And then I'm the expert. I should be giving the presentation as opposed to you, Luke. All right. So first and foremost, how many people say I know absolutely nothing about NIL? Okay. So for those online, that's about a third of the room or so. How many people say, I've got a pretty good understanding. I know a little bit about what's going on. Okay, that's probably about half the room. And then how many people say, I should be teaching this instead of you? You are so kind. Thank you. I appreciate that. Whew. Okay, good. I could have turned over the mic. Okay, so let's just get in first then of what is name, image, and likeness. What are we actually talking about when we have this conversation? Because I promise you this, and we'll take yourselves out of the equation. Clients, friends, neighbors who have kids who are playing sports, yourself potentially, right? There are a lot of parents who really don't know what name, image, and likeness actually is and what we're talking about. So again, polling of the audience, if we were to break down name, image, and likeness into its three component parts, what would you say name is?